And so we need to stop being intimidated by the ADL and expose what the ADL is. An anti-American, authoritarian group dividing the American people and lying with fraud, claiming that the number one crime in America isn't millions across the border every month and hundreds of thousands of sex trafficking and thousands dead and the heads being cut off and all of it and all the other crime and all thousands shot and killed in Chicago every year. None of that is on the radar. It's all, did you look under your table today? Because there's Hitler's hiding under there. And then they're financed by people like George Soros, who bragged on 60 Minutes and on NPR that the best time of his life, it was exhilarating, he said, to work for Hitler and to round Jews up. And the ADL gives Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose dad was a Nazi, awards when Hitler told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler. I mean, it's just sick. So to get the ADL's endorsement, you need to be a Nazi or a collaborator or a sympathizer or somebody that's worked with them. It's disgusting. So we need to get this report out to your local police departments and sheriff departments and other places, because in most cases, in big cities, but also a lot of medium-sized cities and towns, the ADL is there putting on conferences, brainwashing and recruiting your police to be their political enforcers and agents, and it's wrong. So if you want to politically, nonviolently break the back of this, we have to fully discredit the ADL that has these tracking systems that spy on Americans online, that reports back to the government, and that labels any criticism of censorship or tyranny as racist or anti-Semitic, and it's disgusting. There aren't many Jews out there who support the ADL. They are a criminal organization, in my view, that hides behind Jews and tries to paint America as Hitler. No, we're not Hitler. George Soros is the one that supported Hitler. We have something huge that unfolded last week that we mentioned some, but that I've really dug into this weekend. We need to have a major focus on, and that's the ADL. The Anti-Defamation League was founded in 1913 when a man kidnapped, tortured, raped, and murdered a little girl. And the ADL was founded to basically get folks like that out of jail. So you can see why the ADL today fits nicely in with the collection of pedophile supporters we have running so much of the system, like Disney and Hollywood and the Democratic Party and the New World Order. And so I wanted to look at even the Washington Post coming out in a huge article and admitting that their statistics that white supremacism is the number one threat and the most common crime, when it's not even in the top 100. White supremacism is extremely rare. It does happen, like you saw a few weeks ago in Buffalo, and it's terrible. Another mentally ill person who just picked up a failed ideology. And it's just incredible that the entire corporate media, law enforcement, all of them parrot the lies of the ADL, saying that white supremacist killings are the number one killing statistic in America. It's no attack on black folks, because what a minority of black people do is not reflected on other black people. But the FBI's own statistics show in blue cities, 15 to 20 times the crime carried out by blacks compared to whites, Asians, or Hispanics. And on average, it's 10 to 1 nationwide. Now, in Mexico, who has about 4 to 5 times the crime rate of even the worst U.S. cities, it's almost all Hispanic against Hispanic. Why isn't Hispanics killing everybody here? Because it's gang-related. It's black gangs killing black gangs over turf. It's Hispanics killing Hispanics in Mexico over turf. And if you look back at other civil wars that have gone on throughout the planet, it's whites killing whites in Europe. It's blacks killing blacks in Africa. It's Asians killing Asians in Asia. Because who do you kill when there's not enough resources or you're dealing drugs or whatever the case is? Well, you kill your neighbors. And so the number one most dangerous place for black people to be in the world, outside of the womb, in the womb, it's abortion. The number two thing for blacks in America is other black people. And when the media covers that up and hides that, and then pulls resources away from those communities, it causes the death rate, the homicide rate to explode, which has happened the last 5 years with the Black Lives Matter, defund the police, which they've done up to 30-40% on average. And the cops are scared to respond even when they do have enough funding. And so it's black people dying because black gangs are allowed to run rampant. And do they attack white people and others? Hell yeah, they do. But the point is that the ADL inverting reality, when everyone knows the lowest crime rate is what? Asians. Who commits the least amount of violent crime? Asians in North America. Who commits the next lowest rate of violent crime? White people, followed by Hispanics and then black folks. But it is no judgment on black people on average that they have the highest crime rate. It is societal, it is historical, and it's the whole gangster culture that's now being exported into other areas of the country, and we're seeing similar phenomenon. It's the great society paying black women starting in the early 60s to kick their husbands out of the house. And we know that fatherless homes have between 5 and 10 times a higher rate of crime and children ending up in the system. It doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're black. Doesn't matter if you're mixed. Doesn't matter if you came from New York or Texas or California or Florida or Milwaukee, Wisconsin or Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you come from a single parent family, you are 5 to 10 times the ratios in between that. More likely to end up in prison. More likely to end up committing suicide. So they know what they're doing. And that's why it's such a crime, not just dividing us along racial lines that the ADL is doing. They quarterback the whole propaganda operation. But then obscuring the real problems that are plaguing all of our communities, but particularly our African-American communities. And that is a fact. And they've got the statistics. They've got the polls. You go to city council meetings in predominantly black cities, and the black women and men who run those cities and work hard aren't there bitching about white people. They're bitching about not enough police, not enough funding, and criminals being released from jail. They want law and order. They don't want to defund the police. But the corporate media tells you that they want to defund the police.
FreeWorldOutlet.com. That is a very important URL for InfoWars supporters that want to get great products and save massively. FreeWorldOutlet.com is an amazing organization that we have partnered with who is helping us purchase more product into the future so they can sell our products at a greater discount than you'll normally find at InfoWarsStore.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com is amazing. We're partnered with them, and things like DNA Force Plus that have been sold out at InfoWars Store is available there. Things like X2 being sold at full price, 40% off at FreeWorldOutlet.com, and so much more. Here's some of the others. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. And so many other specials you won't find anywhere else but FreeWorldOutlet.com. FreeWorldOutlet.com, and keep InfoWars in the air while getting great products.
If you look at everything happening today in America with the fact checkers and the censors and saying that anybody that questions open borders or replacement theory, which is a UN plan, or forced inoculations or lockdowns or election fraud is a white supremacist, and you wonder, where did this all come from? Because it's being duplicated by Biden and by Homeland Security and by so many captured U.S. government agencies. But if you go back to where it came from, it's the ADL. And I could spend an hour on the ADL being founded after a man kidnapped, raped, and then murdered a little girl. And the ADL was founded in 1913. Look it up to go after anybody that exposed that type of stuff. So it was born out of that. And the ADL in the 90s got caught in California infiltrating police departments, robbing police files on people. They got caught shaking down movie theater owner chains, saying, if you don't let our people, you know, control this, we're going to sue you for being an anti-Semite. They've lost major lawsuits. And they've gone around and given awards and all sorts of monies to police chiefs around the country, just like Soros does, taking over the district attorneys and the county attorneys and all the rest of it. And Schwarzenegger has been involved with the whole UN project to munialize cities, is the term, and put them under UN control. So that's what the ADL does. And 2 years ago, they had the ADL summit and had Sacha Baron Cohen up there calling for my arrest. But then they talk about the Azov battalion, actual real Nazis in Ukraine, and they go, oh, well, they're good guys. That's on screen for TV viewers. So something happened last week, of all places. We already knew this. We already talked about it. But the Washington Post did a big report with the FBI's own crime statistics and the statistics the ADL was using to point out that when a white person murders anybody, black, white, doesn't matter, it's counted as a white supremacist attack. And then they don't count black people attacking white people or any other racial attacks as a racial attack. They just lie. And then the FBI picks that up, even though their own numbers don't show that, and says the number one threat is white supremacist. It's the number one cause of death in the United States. That's not true. It's not in the top 100. So here's the Washington Post article if you want to read about it. Opinion: beware the data on American right-wing violence from the ADL. Murder and extremism in the United States. Here's the ADL report. Meanwhile, BLM rails against Biden executive order. Policing is a white supremacist institution rooted in slave patrolling. So any police is racist. They just want to take over the police. Rand Paul comes out and slams Democrat plan to brand police soldiers as white supremacists if they don't adopt the critical race theory, transgender, communist ideology. It's a litmus test. Washington Post, ADL data on right-wing extremist violence is a fraud. Key article by Chris Minahan at Infowars.com with all the documents. Here's one of the reports: demographics, age of gang members. So they basically count any crime by a white person that's violent as a white supremacist attack, even if it's against white people. Fox News, Daryl Brooks, the Facebook post, that's the Kenosha attacker. Remember the car they said attacked, the SUV attack? Called for violence against white people in support of Hitler. There's also this weird leftist support of Hitler and anti-Semitism against Jews in general. All very important reports to understand this. And here's the article I mentioned. ADL defends Ukraine's neo-Nazis. They don't attack Jews or Jewish institutions. Remember, there were Jewish collaborators with Hitler in World War II. The ADL murder report that cried white supremacists, another key report. So what are we going to do about this? Because we have Homeland Security, the Justice Department, saying that white people are number one terror threat when the opposite is the case, and that white people have the second lowest crime demographic of anybody in this country. Asians have the lowest. It's simple. The Democratic Party, working for big mega banks and corporations and with authoritarian regimes around the world, and NBA team owners saying, so what if there's 3 million Muslims in death camps in China? These people know that Americans don't want to be called Nazis. We're the good guys. We beat the Nazis. And so they threaten us. We'll call you a Nazi if you don't agree to our entire political agenda. But the good news is, even the Washington Post is now reporting on this and saying it's just not true, because it's not true. Everybody, how many white supremacist attacks where a white person really went and killed brown people this year? You know about Buffalo. There was actually 6 or 7 other cases. We're talking 20 dead black people. And it's wrong. How many black people got aborted this year? Hundreds of thousands. Millions total. That's why the DHS head was questioned last week or 2 weeks ago and couldn't name one case that he referred to the DOJ for white supremacy or domestic terrorism. In fact, I've got clips here where Democrats are saying it was a white supremacist attack in Uvalde, when it was a devil attack in Uvalde. So you can say, okay, the ADL is discredited. Well, they're not discredited being founded to protect a murdering pedophile. They're not discredited breaking into police departments and being convicted of stealing data. They've lost lawsuits for shaking people down like Jesse Jackson does. Do this or I'll say you're racist. We have to stop caring what Hollywood and the corporate media and the Democrats and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center say. The Southern Poverty Law Center's own employees went public against them. They got $1 billion offshore. It's all a giant scam. They're tied into German intelligence. And these are the political bullies out there trying to silence and take our sacred First Amendment and our sacred right to self-defense, the Second Amendment. And so we need to stop being intimidated by the ADL and expose what the ADL is. An anti-American, authoritarian group dividing the American people and lying with fraud, claiming that the number one crime in America isn't millions across the border every month and hundreds of thousands of sex trafficking and thousands dead and the heads being cut off and all of it. And all the other crime and all thousands shot and killed in Chicago every year. None of that is on the radar. It's all, did you look under your table today? Because there's Hitler's hiding under there. And then they're financed by people like George Soros, who bragged on 60 Minutes and on NPR that the best time of his life, it was exhilarating, he said, to work for Hitler and to round Jews up. And the ADL gives Arnold Schwarzenegger, whose dad was a Nazi, awards when Hitler told Rolling Stone he loves Hitler. I mean, it's just sick. So to get the ADL's endorsement, you need to be a Nazi or a collaborator or a sympathizer or somebody that's worked with them. It's disgusting. So we need to get this report out to your local police departments and sheriff departments and other places, because in most cases, in big cities, but also a lot of medium-sized cities and towns, the ADL is there putting on conferences, brainwashing and recruiting your police to be their political enforcers and agents, and it's wrong. So if you want to politically, nonviolently break the back of this, we have to fully discredit the ADL that has these tracking systems that spy on Americans online, that reports back to the government, and that labels any criticism of censorship or tyranny as racist or anti-Semitic, and it's disgusting. There aren't many Jews out there who support the ADL. They are a criminal organization, in my view, that hides behind Jews and tries to paint America as Hitler. No, we're not Hitler. George Soros is the one that supported Hitler.
What is the truth, do you think, about natural immunity versus the vaccines?
Be careful about concluding that natural immunity is more robust than the immunity conferred by the vaccine.
That while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine.
Full stop vaccination.
And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Natural immunity is 27 times more effective than vaccinated immunity.
Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
I still think the balance of the evidence tips in favor of vaccine.
Because everything in this country has to go through the pharmaceutical companies.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
I don't have that for you today.
So arguably, by having that polyethylene glycol there, not only are we promoting spread throughout the body, but we may actually be dampening the very functionality of the vaccine that we want.
The opposite of what our public health officials have been trumpeting for the last year or so.
Nobody said waning when you know, oh, this vaccine's going to work. Oh, well, maybe it'll work, it'll wear off.
The most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Mainstream news is now reporting something that we told you 2 years ago because we were talking to top scientific experts. Individuals that have not taken the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or AstraZeneca injections, these gene therapies, are way, 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 way more likely to not get infected by any of the variants of COVID-19. Stunner, the media is saying. New data from Walgreens reveals unvaccinated have the lowest positivity rate for COVID. Triple and double vax groups have the worst rate. We already know that. The countries with the highest injection rates have the highest hospitalization, infection, death rates, all of it. We remember, again, almost 2 years ago, it came out that these were gene therapies that would erase your immune system and give you no protection. That's why they stampeded everybody with warp speed, Trump's biggest mistake. It's why they tried to get it through with no studies. It's why they're trying to block any of what's happened since for 75 years in court, because they don't want you to know what they did. It attacks fertility, it attacks your cardiovascular system, it attacks your very DNA. What is a stunner is they've gotten away with it this long, and now they're saying new viruses and new variants and new lockdowns are coming. We can never forget what they've done. We can never forget they're gearing up to do it on a bigger scale. Bill Gates is setting up this big biomedical board that will work with the federal government to censor people, this Ministry of Truth. They've got a treaty the UN is setting up this month to try to ram through to take over all nations, 190 plus nations, medical care, so that even the globalist CDC will now be under direct control of the United Nations. This is a huge issue, and nobody is battling it like InfoWars, and those of you that watch and listen, so I salute you, and I want to encourage you all to boost your immune systems and get ready with our immune support, our vitamin D, and other great products like Ultra 12 that are back in stock that are 40% off. So spread the word, share this report, and buy amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. But whatever you do, continue to share the articles, continue to share the videos, and realize without you, InfoWars is shut down. With you, together, we are invincible. So please share this video, share these reports, and tell everybody you know, hey, the vaccinated get it easier and get sicker because it's not a vaccine. The vaccine basically gives you the same thing that COVID does. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Amazing books, films, t-shirts, and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way you fail is if you don't take action.